Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays here on News Radio, and the founder host of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. And we have 9 movies this week. We will not get to them all, but let's start with this. Julio, welcome back to the show. Abigail, you watched last night. How was that?
Yes, that was a lot of fun. This is by the team Radio Silence, who also brought us the movie Ready or Not, which I really enjoyed and have been responsible for the last 2 Scream movies. This is one that I kind of hope people haven't seen the trailer for and just go see, because the trailer gives things away that the movie would probably play just a little bit better if people didn't know before they went into it.
Got it.
But it is a horror movie with some comedic overtones about a group of criminals who kidnap a 12-year-old girl who turns out to be more than they think she is.
I got it. All right. All right.
And that's all I will say in that regard. But if you liked Ready or Not, if you liked the last 2 Scream movies, I think you're going to really like this. I had a lot of fun with it.
Henry Cavill and the woman who's too pretty to hire, Asa Gonzalez, according to her, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. This looks interesting.
I mean, I agree with that assessment of Asa Gonzalez, but you know, that's another story. And also the star of Reacher is in this as well. Some big names in this. This is the latest film from Guy Ritchie. So if you know who he is, you kind of know what his style is. It is a comedic action film about the real life first special forces team that was ever created during World War II by the British government.
Hmm. Interesting.
Getting okay reviews on the 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Once again, we note that Asa Gonzalez is in it, and so how bad can it be, right? Spy X Family, Code White. This sounds like an anime, and judging by the names involved, I got that right.
It is, yeah. Spy X Family is a very popular anime series, and that is, you know, when new anime series get very popular, they spin off into movies. So this is one of those. It is about a family that is made up of a spy and an assassin who you do not know that the other one is what they are. And then they have a daughter who is a telepath who knows what both of them are, but they don't know that.
Okay, so it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith in Japan with a kid.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
A little bit.
All right.
But yeah, this is a very popular anime, and the reviews on this are very good, although there have been limited reviews out on it so far.
I should say a psychic kid, which is somewhat different. Sasquatch Sunset. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough, the granddaughter of Elvis and Priscilla, who we just announced that Priscilla Presley is coming to Pensacon.
Yes, well done, by the way.
Convenient timing. If you've ever wanted to see, you know, those two folks play Sasquatches in full ape suits and with no dialogue, just grunting at each other for, you know, an hour and a half. In a surreal comedy that follows a family of Sasquatches for a year, then this is the movie for you. I don't know who those people are that this movie is for.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's one of those things that you're either going to be vibing with it and you're going to love it, or you're just going to absolutely be like, how did this even get made?
I get like Jerry vibes off of this. Like, you know, you're going to think it was the most brilliant thing ever, or like we thought the dumbest movie ever made. So I'm,
yeah. But 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, so more critics seem to like it than don't.
All right. Deep Sky, movie number 5 of 9. What's this?
Documentary about the building of the James Webb Space Telescope, which is supposed to be just an absolutely gorgeous movie. It's had a mid-screen for Grace, and it's a very short film. It's only 40 minutes, so keep that in mind if you do go to see this.
If you like slightly older stars, Hard Miles with Sean Astin and Matthew Modine.
This is kind of an inspirational film about a man who is building a bicycling team at a correctional school. From young offenders. It's getting pretty decent reviews on this one as well.
Villains Incorporated.
I like this concept. This hasn't been screened for critics, which doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence. But it's about about three henchmen who try to go off on their own after their supervillain mastermind is no longer with us.
Oh, well, that sounds very entertaining. But, you know, good concept doesn't necessarily mean good movie.
Yeah, a comedy. Colin Mochrie is probably the best known name in it. Who's a very funny guy.
Housekeeping for Beginners.
This is a foreign film about a woman who never wanted to be a child, but ends up with the two children of her partner through some circumstances, and has to raise them. And pretty good reviews on this one as well.
And the ninth, I kid you not, movie of the week, The Long Game.
We got to them all. This is about a Latino gentleman who wants to become a member of an all-white country club and, of course, is, disallowed to do so, but befriends the Latino caddies at the club who have built their own golf course to teach themselves golf and forms them into a high school golfing team.
Interesting. And what are you guys going to watch next week?
Next week, the big release is Challengers, which is a much-delayed movie thanks to the strikes last year. Starring Zendaya, that has some early Oscar buzz, where she's a championship tennis player who's injured and goes on to become a tennis coach and has two best friends who are both romantically interested in her, and drama ensues.
Well, sounds interesting. Yeah. Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday, or the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Follow, listen to both. Julio Diaz, well done, fast. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.